Today's daf is daf lamed aleph. We're holding a lamed on the base at the two dots at the second line under the expanded lines. Kol mitzvata av al habein, which means what? Again, the simple meaning of it seems to be saying, my kol mitzvata av al habein, he lema that it means what it seems to be saying, that kol mitzvata de mechaive av al medved lebrei, every mitzvah that a father has to do for his child, Nashim ar chayavot. We just got finished saying the exact opposite. Vatani ha'av chayav bibino lumuno lifdoton, which means clearly aviv inimono. Only the father is chayav. So it can't possibly mean the opposite of what we just learned. Omer Rav Yehuda, what it means is actually the opposite, the mirror of what we had learned yesterday. Yochi Gomer. Kol mitzvat ha'av, anything which needs to be done as a tzivoy for the father, which is mutelet ala bein la sot la aviv, which a son has to do for a father, a daughter also has to perform. So echad anashim, v'echad nashim chayavin, which is basically the Mishnaic statement of the following din in the Braita. Tanina lahadat anarabonan, ish, it says in the pasuk, ish aviv imo tiro, ein li ela ish, isha minayin, Kishua Omer Tira'u, Tira'u is Lashon Rabim, which clearly has to include both of the sexes. Arikan Shnai. Imkein Matam Lomar Ish. Why does the Torah address specifically the male if there's no difference between the male and the female in the same pasuk? Because Ish Sipek Biadola Asot. Isha Ein Sipek Biadola Asot. Mipnei Rishut Acherim Aleha. The Torah here acknowledges that the fact is that the woman is brashut ba'ala, and therefore the chiyuv over the course of a lifetime is essentially addressed to a son, because a woman who attempts to put the concerns of her father and her mother first, of course, is going to end up running up against akpad of her husband, who doesn't want her to take care of her family. And his rishus, indeed, is over her to prevent her to do that. However, the moment that her husband is no longer alive, or she's divorced, at that point she's mukhuyevet exactly in the same way, and therefore it brings out, even at the end, tira'u. Tana Rabbana, ne'mar kavedet aficha vet imecha, v'ne'mar kavedet Hashem me'onecha. So he uses exactly the same lashon, which means yishva katuv kevod ava ve'im lechvod ha'makom. That means that the Torah puts the same formula as it refers to a father and mother as it did when it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Same lashon appears as follows. Ne'amar ish imo ve'aviv tira'u, ve'ne'amar et Hashem Elokecha tira'a v'oto ta'avod. So here too, the formula is the same. Hishva katuv mora'ata va'em, l'mora'ata makom. The reverence that a person has to have towards a father and mother is the equivalent of that which he has to feel towards the Shechina. Ne'emar mikalela vivi momot yumat. V'ne'emar ishish yikalela lo'av v'nasachet o. Just as there's an iser of kalola, of being mevorech as a euphemism of cursing a father and a mother, and so too we find the same lashon that one has to be as chayev for cursing the Shechina. Hishva katuv birkata avem lebirkata makom. Aval, you'll notice that the one thing that is not the same is haka'ah. So, makeh avivi momot yumat. But that vadai yefshar, there's no way to physically act out against the Shechina. V'chein b'din, and it makes so much sense that it should be the same, a father, mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in fact, shloshtan shutafim bo. These three are really the shutafim in a person's existence, and his way of responding to his own existence is reflected in how he responds to the makor of his existence. So mamela, the constraints of the chiyuvim are actually existentially the same. Tana Rabbanu, shlosha shutafinein ba'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'aviv v'imo, bizman she'adam mechabed et aviv v'et imo, umer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'ale ani aleihem kilu darti b'neihem v'chibduni. This is as close as they can get to actually being mechabed me. So it's as if I were living there between them in the home, and in being mechabed aviv v'imo, he's showing his derech eretz and kavod to his own roots, which of course I am the essential root. So it's as if I live there too. Tanya Rebbe Omer, galui v'yadu lefnei mi she'amar v'haya olam, she'aben mechabed et imo yoter mi'aviv v'pnei she'meshat alato bidvarim. A son has a greater sense of kavod. Now we'll see that kavod is actually the sense of care and concern, which means that it's the type of thing that is machayev you, to the same way we say to be machabed orchim, can I be machabed you with something? That's exactly the meaning of kibud avein. It's the care, so that in bringing you what you need and taking care of your physical needs, that a son feels more towards a mother than he does towards a father. Why is that? Because the mother generally is mishadalato. She gets into his heart. She talks to him, tries to understand him, brings him closer, but doesn't make these blanket statements and demands the way a father does, which is the way it is, and so on. Where the son has less concern for the personal in the father. But because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mocked him the tzivui of kibud av to kibud aim, so that it should be a mitzvah to make certain that you feel that concern for the father, not only for the mother. Furthermore, v'galui v'yadu lefnei misha amar v'ayan olam sh'aben mityarei mi'aviv v'yoter mi'imam. On the other hand, a son has a greater reverence and fear and awe of his father than of his mother. Mipnei she'melamdo Torah, because he is the one that's giving him over the Torah, and in such a sense he becomes his Rav as well, and the attitude there is much more one of fear and awe. And therefore, Yikdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Morah em no Morah av. That's why we find the mitzvah of Morah Ha'im, it comes first in order that the mitzvah should be stressing the thing that you wouldn't naturally do. Ima ba'aviv tiro. Tadi tana kamed Reb Nachman. Bizman she'adam mitza'eret aviv ve'etimo, a tana said in front of Reb Nachman the following mimer that he was saying over from a braita, and when an adam actually treats a father and mother in a way that gives them tsar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the opposite of what he said in the previous mamar. Boy, it's a good thing I don't live down there. I'm sure they would have made my life hell too. So again, because the same reflection of the relationship. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, kola over avira b'seter, kiilu dochek ragle shchina. Somebody who ki'ilu hides out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something he wouldn't do in public that people should know about, he finds a way to do that people should know about, as if that's what's important. Whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge is it doesn't even exist. That's basically what he's saying. That if we don't say Moloch HaLaretz Kivoda. So therefore, it's as if he's pushing the Shekhinah out of the world. Shenema ko amar Hashem, Hashamayim kisi ve'oretz hadom raglai. It's the earth upon which I stand. That's the place that supports my raglayim. And he's saying, no, I push them out of the way. I don't see any problem in doing an aver. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, asur la'adam she'alech. By the way, Tosis points out over here that this is only if he's able to control his Yetzer Hara. If he's unable to control his Yetzer Hara, he knows he's going to end up doing the avera. So he's supposed to, bedafka, go to a mokum seder, in order not to cause a chilul Hashem or go to a place where he isn't known. So, Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, asur la'adam she'alech arba amot bekoma zikufa. A person is usher to walk the arba amos, which is his personal rishus. That personal rishus, he cannot keep his nose up in the air as if to say, this is mine by entitlement. Some actually don't have the girsa koma zikufa. The tour doesn't have the girsa koma zikufa. And the Taz says that because it's not, I mean, arba amos, not koma zikufa. Doesn't have the girsa of arba amos because it's not a din in halicha. It's a din stam and taking life for granted. So why would we say arba amos become miskufa? Stam, a person shouldn't be, I mean, become miskufa. Okay, but others are masbir, arba amos. That's the expression of my personal space, in which you would think, in my personal space, so I am what I am. No, your personal space. Those forums is where you have to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moloch HaLaretz Kivodo. Ravuna Bereder of Yehoshua, Lo Mazgi Arba Amot Begilui HaRosh. He wouldn't walk without covering his head for Amot, because he would say, Amar Shechina L'Ma'ala Miroshi. I sense the Shechina above my head. How can I simply walk as if it's not there? Sha'al ben almanah achat at Rebbe Eliezer. someone who didn't have a father, he once came to ask Rabbi Eliezer, what would be the din if Abba Omer Hashkeni Mayim, the Ima Omer Hashkeni Mayim, which one is an Am Kodem? What do I do first if my father asks me and my mother asks me? Omar Leis, Rabbi Eliezer answered him, Hanach Kavod Imcha Vasei Kavod Avicha. You have to do first your father's ratzon, Shatav Imcha Chayavim Bechod Avicha. Because your mother is also Mechuyeva to take care of your father, also the didim of a woman who's married to that man. Therefore, it makes sense that his kavod comes first, since it would be mutal anyway on her as well. So he's the one, the question of how this works, whether it works directly or whether it's a logistical nekuda, in other words, since the father could demand that the mother not drink coffee now and instead bring him coffee, so b'meila, there's no point in him being mechabed as imoy, because that's what the father is saying. So then it's as if he told her, I want the coffee now. B'meila, the son would have to do that because that's what the mother would have to do. Or whether it's actually a din in kedima of the very mitzvah of kavod. You could see the difference, yeah? Then he came to Rabbi Yoshua and he asked the same question. Balifnei Rabbi Yoshua, asking the same question, what do I do if my father says the same thing as my mother? Amar lo kach, and he said the same thing. So Amar lo, so then the boy says, Rebbe, nidgar shamal, how about if they got divorced? What would happen then? Who do I give first? I mean, you're telling me a reason that only would apply when the kibud of the father is mutalat on the mother. But how about if they're divorced? Is there something that innately differentiates between kvod aviv and kvod imot? Very, very good question. Forget about the relationships of the marriage. Omar Lane, as Rabbi Yeshua said, listen here, youngster. I can see between your eyes, Rashi learns the way that I could see how much you've been crying. You've obviously gone through a terrible loss. Now, I sense you don't have a father, but there are other Rishonim who say that this is a way of saying, I see you're a very clever boy. But I can tell that you don't have a mother, a father. So you're playing games with me. You're saying, what do I do? Then instead of coming right out telling me what the situation is, you're pretending that it's personal. It's not personal. So we're kidding around, right? Okay, so if we're kidding around, so for your putative father and mother, I would say do the following. Hatelem mayim besefel. What you do is you put the water into a nice big cup, set it down, and then kakalem ketarnegolim. Go, quack, 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 quack. And let them fight it out. So he said this in because of the way that he had asked the question. Thought it was very cute. He said, I'll answer you also cute. But Lamaisa, he's also telling him halacha. He's telling him halacha. Now, here's a question. What indeed is he telling him? So some learn he's telling him, you have to try to be mishamish both of them together. So there shouldn't be a kedima, because that kedima actually shows I care more about you than about her, or care more about her than about you. So put it together and let them, here's for both of you. But other than the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it means you could do whatever you want. In other words, the covet is equal. So whatever you feel like doing. Others learn that obviously if there was any kedima in the request, even though you haven't been able to fulfill it, in other words, let's say your mother says, tomorrow pick me up when you go to the store, and your father says, tomorrow pick me up when you go to the other store. Whichever one came first, you should do, because that was makdim the mitzvah. Dorash Ula Rabba, Pitchir Venesia. Ula the great darshan, that when he was standing by the doorway of the Beit HaNasi, Maidichtiv, Yoducha Hashem Kol Malchei Oretz, Kisham'u Imre Picha. That all of the Malachim on earth now admit that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your mitzvahs are important because they heard the Imre Picha. Imre Picha means Lashon Rabbi, not Ma'amar Picha. So Ma'amar Picha lo ne'amar, lo ma'amar Imre Picha, which must mean that until the Malachim heard more than just the opening Dibros, they had to hear the whole thing, then they were Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that mean? It means that b'sha'ah she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anochi Hashem Elokecha lo yeh lecha elohim acherim, and so on and so forth. All of those opening dibros until he gets to kavedas avicha v'simecha, they refer to the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore they said, What is it? It's another religion, basically. In other words, there's God wants to be worshipped. So we're supposed to be recognizing him. We're supposed to be careful with how we use his name. And he's very jealous God. He doesn't want us to, he wants us to honor his creation. I mean, but it's all basically about him. But then, given Shamar Kavedet Avecha V'Timecha, then they realize that the Torah is supposed to be a road to truth, to existential reality, not to what I want, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. V'arai, I'm telling you, you must have an awareness of where you come from and respect it and deal with it. And says, oh, so now it's a different deal. So that's the way the Maral explains the Gemara. So that means now that we have to go back and look at them. So now Anochi Hashem Elokecha is an existential statement, not a worshipful statement. So then they were made kol malchei aretz. Chozru v'hodu l'ma'amarot harishonot. At that point, they went back and said, now we understand the value of the opening of the Dibros. Rava amar miyach. Rava says, you can see the same thing from this pasuk. It says, rosh dvarcha emet. The opening of your words is true. What do you mean, the opening of your words? Well, only God's first words are true. The rest of it isn't true. So rosh dvarcha v'sov lo sov dvarcha. So apparently there was a question that people had had, whether the opening words of Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yilecha, whether they were true, meaning whether they were meaningful, or whether it's just a religious idea. Either you want it, you don't want it. But afterwards, Misov Tevorcha, from the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim, it became clear that even Rosh Tevorcha Emet. How far does a person have to go? And what does he have to put up with? I mean, generally speaking, Kibbut Aveim is a problem. They have to put up with terrible things and still be mechabed on the Nima. So how far would it go? Omar Lahem, look. You want to see how far it goes, don't look at the halacha. Look at the reality of the way a person who doesn't have a mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim. And look how he responds to the reality of Kibbut Aveim. That's where this could go and have a sense of how far it extends. Ula Rabba. It's a great, it's known as Ula Rabba. There were a number of different Ulas. So he said to them, Tzu'ura U, go out and learn a lesson. Ma'asa oveit kochavim echad ba'ashkelon. There was this non-Jew who was in Ashkelon. Famous guy by the name of Dama ben Netinashimo. He once had an order from the Chachamim that would have given him now Shishim Ribu, that 600,000 shekel of schar. Then he couldn't get it because Aya Mafteach Munach Bitachat Ben Ashotav Shel Aviv. The key to the box in which the requested things, we'll see later on that they needed the stones to make an ephod. And he had this. He said, the Yerushalmi adds, the father's feet were lying above. In other words, the way they protected the precious things in the house, they put it in the area under the bed. The father was lying on the box. So he couldn't slide out the box and smash it, which he obviously would have done because it would have woken up his father. He couldn't get the key to just slide it open, put it in his hand, get it out because his father was sleeping on the key. And he didn't want to cause any pain for his father. They asked Rabbi Eliezer that question, and he said over Maisa, same Maisa, a little bit more detail, and he told them, Rav Kahana, he was master, the way he had heard the story was that it was 800,000, Bishmonim riba, v'haya mafteach munach tachem min hashotav shel abba v'lo tziaro. My father, zichrono lebracha, he always used to say, only a goy could think that that's given up. The father must have killed him when he woke up. What are you crazy? He didn't wake me up, I'll kill you.
I'm so excited. I always thought that was a story about a Jewish
people. Very interesting. L'shana acheret, Natana Kadosh Baruch Hu scharo. The next year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him sachar. Shenolde lo paraduma be'edro. So he was blessed with a paraduma, which is unbelievably rare. Nichlasu Chachmei Yisrael etzlo. They come in to start negotiations. So he says to them, look, guys, there's nothing to negotiate. I understand that this is priceless. I can get whatever I want, so there's nothing to discuss, okay? But I don't want. I want to make the same money I would have made if I hadn't. No, actually, it's very interesting. The Mefarshim point out that he clearly did not want Schar Mitzvah by Alma. In other words, normally, that's what to say, that Dama Ben Atina wasn't Stam person, he was Bechasidei U'Masayilam, he was Shremer Sheva Mitzvahs, and therefore he knew he had a Chelek in Olam Haba. So normally HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a person who isn't Makbid on to have Olam Haba, he pays him back in Olam Hazeh. So he had his opportunity, he could have gotten anything he wanted in Olam Hazeh. So he said, I don't want any scar in the muscle. I lost the money, sorry. You pay me back the money I lost. But I don't want to make any money, not a penny. Very interesting. So he wanted to maintain his Olam Haba. V'yomer Rabbi Chanina, Uma mi she'ino mitzuveh v'yoseh kach. If somebody who doesn't have now the mitzvah, he still acts in that fashion. Mitzuveh v'yoseh, alachat kama v'kama. Someone who has the mitzvah and doesn't do it voluntarily, does it because he has to do it, for sure is unbelievable sachar. What? Yes. The Omer Rebbe Chanina, Godo mitzvah v'yoseh, mi she'ino mitzvah v'yoseh. The person who has the mitzvah is greater in doing something than the person who doesn't have the mitzvah. Because obviously, the way in which the person will do a mitzvah when it's up to him, anything voluntary, is an expression of ego. Right? The ultimate thing that you're worshiping when it's completely voluntary is yourself. This is what I want. But when a person is machmiya himself to a mitzvah, so then he becomes attached now. And it's much more difficult to do this. You see this all the time. People are very happy to volunteer, but don't tell me what to do. I'll do it my way. So therefore, it's greater when a person accepts the olam mitzvahs on himself and does HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzon, even though obviously he has a will and he wants to do it and so on. That's Aseh Ritzon Chaki Ritzoni. But there's more sachar. So Memela, if someone was mechuyev in mitzvahs, would act like Dama Ben Atina. So Alakas Kama V'Kama, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would respond in that fashion. And we find also that Omer of Yosef, Reb Yosef, who was blind, says that Mireish, Hava mina manda have omar le alocha. It's by the way, there's a meridik of Maisa, that Rabbi Yosef was goring himself to go blind. And he had stayed out of the dark, out of the light for 40 days. And then he looked at something very bright. It says apparently he was nichshal in looking at something that wasn't right. And he didn't want to have a yetzahara to see things that that's what it says in the Midrash. Yeah. Okay, but anyway, so I used to say if somebody would paskin to me, like Rabbi Yehuda, that says that a summa is potter min mitzvahs, so then avidna yuma tavla rabbona. I used to say, boy, if you could tell me that the halach, which I know is not true, because obviously if it's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the rabbona, we paskin like the rabbi. But if they would have told me that the halach in this case is like Rabbi Yehuda holds sum as potter min mitzvahs, I would have made a party. Lo mefaktina, I wasn't mechuyev in mitzvahs, and nonetheless I was doing mitzvahs. I thought, boy, oh boy, I'm a big fan. Now that I heard, Ashtar Shamina lo domer Rabbi Chanina, now that I understand that it's actually much greater sachar for doing a mitzvah when you don't do it as a volunteer, so now when people tell me, someone who asserts that that's not halacha, that's when I make the party. Should know that this guy, Dama Ben Atina, was a very big guy in the Roman government. And he was once wearing this fabulous gold-threaded beged. And he was sitting there in the Senate,
Yoship ben Gedolei Romi, and his mother, who was a mad woman, walks in, v'karato mimeno, she rips it off, and tears it in public, v'tafchalo al rosho, she smacks him over his head, v'yarkalo b'fanav, she spits at him in the face, v'lo yichlima, and he didn't insult her. Not only that, there's a beautiful addition that's in the Gears of the Ein Yaakov that says, v'nafalk, or the kinshela, and she was so busy smashing him that she dropped her shoe, and he picks it up and he hands it to her. V'roshitla, shalot itzdair, didn't want her to be mitzdair. So that's somebody who has kibbut aveim. Toni avimi bereidu Rabbi Avu. You would think that kibbut is measured by what it is you do for, because that's the physical act of caring is the care that the Torah is makbid on. But you should know that yesh ma'achil aviv pisyuni, there's people that could maybe feed their father stuffed pheasant, most expensive, beautiful things, v'torado min ha'olam, and what it gets him is a good place in hell. But there's actually a Maase of the Yerushalmi that says over that there was this guy who used to like give the most incredible food to his father. And one day his father says to him, how can you afford all of this? So he says to him, Ma'ichpat l'cha saba, you know, hey, old man, what do you care? Just chew and swallow, okay? Like you say to an animal. Just chew and swallow, okay? We'll take care of you. So that was such, it gave him such a sense that it was, that he resented the way that he was taking care of him. So that, in the end, takes away his Olam Haba. Doesn't give him his Olam Haba. V'yesh matchino berechayim, u'meviyol l'chayei Olam Haba. And sometimes a man can have his father work like a slave, grinding for him. And that brings him into Olam Haba. There, too, Shama brings a Maisa, where a father was served with a warrant to have to work in a chain gang. The government used to, like, you know, pick people. And, you know, God only knows how they would abuse you. You never know when you get back. So his son said to him, I will go in your place. But I can't leave this Rechaim. Otherwise, I'll lose everything. My family will lose everything. I'll get fired. But if you do the Rechaim, I'll go. So whatever they're going to do to you, they would beat you, whatever they'll do to me. And, you know, this is much better. This is more of a covet. They won't talk to you like you're an animal. And they won't hurt you. So at least, okay. So even though what he gave him was a terribly difficult job, but that was a tremendous act of kavod. And that can bring you chayal mabat. So again, don't look at the act. Look at the context of the act and what it means. Om Rabbi Abu, kagon avimi bri, ki em mitzvah kibbut. Let me tell you something. My son avimi, that's kibbut av. I tell you, Avimi had five growing sons who had smicha. They were all tremendous talmidei chachamim. The chavi also Rabbi Avu kori abava. But when Avimi's father Rabbi Avu would come to the door, roit v'yozel upasachle, it was he Avimi who would jump up. How is that possible? His sons didn't feel they could be mechabek both their father and their grandfather by jumping up and opening the door. So it must be that he had prohibited that. In other words, he refused to allow anybody in his house to take care of his father except him, because he wanted the schus himself. So, and he would potachle, and the entire time that he was running to the door, he was saying, I'm coming, in, adamatayat. He didn't want his father to think that maybe he's going to have to wait too long. So he rushed. Yom echad amar le'ashkayan maya. So one day his father asks for a cup of water. He goes to the kitchen to get a cup of water. The aitel, when he comes back, his father had fallen asleep. So nimne dozed off for a moment. So gochin koyale. So he stood there, standing with the cup of water, waiting for his father to open his eyes. Adi itam. It took hours. Istaya milten. During that time, he had siyata d'shmaya to figure out something that had bothered him for years. V'dorash avimi mizmar li'asaf. That he was able to understand the parsha in Tehillim of mizmar li'asaf. So Rashi brings one pshat, mizmar li'asaf. It was makabel, that it doesn't mean the whole mizmar li'asaf. means the first line of Mizmar La'asam. Because over there it says, Elohim bo goyim. It's the whole Maisa where it says Mizmar, and it says bo goyim ben achalatecha. What do you sing a Mizmar for? I mean, you're talking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So what, you're singing a song about the Churban Beis HaMikdash? Timu etechal kachecha. Samud Yerushalayim le'iyim. This is something you sing about. It should say kina la'asav. So this used to drive me crazy. I didn't understand why you sing Mizmar la'asav. As he stood there over his father, he came to understand the meaning of it in which... So again, some learn the meaning is the pashtus, like the Medrash says, Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechala as kaso and the eitzim v'avonim, allowed the goyim to do this instead of destroying Klal Yisrael. So that all of the anger was taken out on things that could be rebuilt. And Adarabba would be rebuilt better than before. There's a moshel to a shivcha in which she goes and she's supposed to be drawing up water. She ends up going out to the well and the whole bucket falls into the well and she's crying and everything. They go to reclaim it and it comes up, the net comes up with gold and silver that had fallen in there, had been hidden there from her. It's the same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It looks like things are lost, but there's a great future. Netosis also brings another Nikudah, which is that Asaf was from the Bnei Kerach. So the Bnei Kerach, it says, as they were being swallowed up by the earth, so in the end they weren't swallowed, because Mokom Nitbatzer Lahem BeGeinom. But as they were being swallowed, they said this, Mizmor. Why? Because they said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is going to bring the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt in a way that was even grander than before, so if the Beis HaMikdash could be Tovu Baret Sharia, swallowed up by the ground, and then to come out, Hu Atid Livnota, so the same one who will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash will rebuild us. And then they were said to have the Mokom Nisbatzel and Begeinom, and they weren't swallowed. So it could even be that the relationship, you remember that the reason that Kerach was Nichshal was because he foresaw the future, that Shmuel Anavi was going to come from him and so on, which is Bnei Kerach in the end. So he felt, if that's the case, then I must be the one that will be Zeichah to be the Kayed, not Aaron. That means that the relationship of Bnei Kerach to Kerach is fundamental in understanding what's going on over here at Mizmar La'asav. So we say we have Livnei Kerach Mizmar, right? So as we have Tehillim that relates specifically to Bnei Kerach. So it must be a relationship that he was aimed on at that moment and standing and waiting over his father was asleep. What it was that they understood about being Bnei Kerach. Right? And it was at that moment that he understood it and it bothered him his whole life. Very interesting. Omele Rav Yaakov bar Avua la'Abaye. Okay, going. This is such a personal thing. No, this is so beautiful. It's just like, you know, like the last thing you'd explain on what was bothering himself. What did he go? It's a beautiful story. Omele Rav Yaakov bar Avua la'Abaye. Okay, going. Anna, what about a guy like me? The Atinami Beirav. When I come back to yeshiva, it's almost embarrassing, because what happens is my parents are so excited to see me. So Abba Madali Kasa, my father brings me a cup full of wine. V'ima Mazgali, my mother's there with the water. She pours the water into the wine so I can drink it. Well, what am I supposed to do? I'm embarrassed to accept that. It's like a pegam in their covet. So Hechi Avid, Omar Le Mi'imcha Kabel. From your mother, you should accept this service, because a mother, it's really her covet. This is her desire. Memel, it's an expression of care for her to allow her to have that relationship with you. But mi'avucha lo tekabel, don't accept it from your father. Because even though l'maisa, he's doing it, and he's excited to see you, but ultimately he might be mitzta'er. Because kivan debar torah hu chal shadayte, he may feel that it's a pegam in his covet that you accepted it, so that when the emotion dies down, he'll sense, he should have really told me, Abba, let me take care of it myself. Rabbi Tarfon, avalei ahi ima. Rabbi Tarfon had a mother, which every time she needed to get up to her bed, she couldn't get up to her bed on her own, he would bend down in front of her so that she could step on him and he would lift her into the bed. the cholimet of a nachit, which she needed to get down off of her bed, nachta luya, she would get down on him, and he would lower her. He came into the Beit HaMidrash, and he was, one day he told people how much he's mechabed his mother, and that he holds this is a fantastic badrega of kibreim. So they said, adayin lo yigata lechatzi kibud, that you call kibud, that's small type stuff. Klum zakar an arnaki befarech liyam v'loyich lamata. Did she ever take your wallet, throw it into the ocean with all of its money, and you didn't say anything? So over there, it's all very nice to show that you can be mechabed. It's all on you. But when a parent acts irrationally and damages you, you were able to also treat her nicely. Or then already was out of the whole, I'm the great covet. So when you can do that, and it's costing you heavy, then we'll see what your covet is. Rav Yosef Gavishoma Kalkara, the imay. When Rav Yosef heard... Yeah, we're gonna see later on. There, the question is whether it was already done, perhaps. How to respond. You're not mechuyev to allow loss of money. Yeah. We'll see much more. This more builds on it. So when Rav Yosef would hear his mother's footsteps, Omar Eku became Shechina Da'ati, I'm gonna stand, the Shechina is about to arrive. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ashrei Mishal Ochaman, I say, it's a lucky man who never saw his parents. Rabbi Yochanan ki abarato imo meit aviv. When Rabbi Yochanan's mother got pregnant, his father died. And yalarato, and when she gave birth to him, she died. Meita imo. And Rabbi Yochanan held that was such a fortunate thing, because there's no way to be mekayim. The extent of the mitzvah of kibud avim is so unbelievable, and it is so easy to be over on the mitzvah. So happy is the person who doesn't have that nisayon. V'chein Abaye, the same thing happened. Abaye's mother, his father died when his mother was impregnated. His mother died the moment that he was born. Abaye? How can you say that? Abaye said about 10 million times in Chas, Omra li im. My mommy always used to say, you're claiming you never had a mommy. No. You know that's not his real mother. That was his nanny. Those were the nanny diaries. So he always used to quote the woman who raised him, but it wasn't his real mother. Rav Asi, had a mother who was old and was becoming senile. She was becoming demented. So Omrale, so she told him, "Be in a takshitin. I want beautiful jewelry." Avadla, he makes a beautiful jewelry. Be'in and Gavra, I need a man. So he said, okay, we'll look around for a shidduch, ni'ayin lech, you know, we'll find somebody for you. No. Be'in and Gavra, the shaper kavatcha, I want somebody beautiful like you. So once he saw that already, he says, time to get out of here. I can't handle this. So Shovka, he leaves her. The Azah, Lara the Yisrael, he comes and goes to learn in Eretz Yisrael and makes arrangements for her in where she is. Somebody, he pays for her, basically, for a nurse, and he leaves home. This is the basis of the Rambam's psak, that if a parent cannot be handled, then it's okay to leave the parent. In other words, even though it's a mitzvah begufka, so you should be the one to take care of the parent, if you can't do it because of the fact that they're crazy, which happens very often, in other words, there's bedafka, the child's presence encourages the insanity of the parent, which was happening over here. She's going to start talking about, I need a beautiful boy like you, you know. She's not going to say that to the nurse. So he realized that his presence was exacerbating things, not making things any better. This often happens in terms of relationships as well. You know, there's parents where the more the child tries for the parents, the crazier the parent becomes. So there, says the Rambam, even though it's mitzvah begufcha, what you should do is leave and arrange for somebody else to take care of the parent, and that becomes the mitzvah of kavod, because it's already out of your hands. Now, this is the best that you can do. This is the most effective thing that you can do. Okay, there are others who learn the Gemara differently, and they argue with the Rambam. This is like one of the Rambam's tough piskei halachas. But this is viewed as the... I like the Rambam's. So, Shavka v'yozel arani Yisrael. Shama doka azla batre. So he gets a message that that his mother is coming. She's coming after him. So Atala came to Rabbi Yochanan. He comes to ask Rabbi Yochanan about whether he can go greet his mother. So Amar Le Maalat Seit Me Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz. Am I allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to take care of my mother? Amar Le, to go to Chutz La'aretz. Amar Le Asur. No, you're not allowed to go out. But how about if it's to greet my mother? Likrat Ima Mao. Amar Le Ini Yodea. I don't know. In other words, I don't know whether the response of your mother to that kibbutz is the demand to leave Eretz Yisrael or wait till she comes. So Itrach Purta. So he figured Rabbi Yochanan will think it out and he'll get a psak from him later. So he waits a little while. Hadarata, and he comes back in. So Rabbi Yochanan says to him, "Listen, Asi, I understand that you've made up your mind already. I mean, you keep coming. In other words, you're going. Okay." God should bring you back in peace. So he didn't know how to interpret that. And Rabbi Asi was afraid that Rabbi Yochanan was angry at him. Rabbi Yochanan was saying, look, you obviously have made up your mind to do whatever the hell you want. You know, you make it back, okay. But he was scared that maybe Rabbi Yochanan was angry. So he comes to Rabbi Elazar and he says, look, I'm really nervous. Did I get Rabbi Yochanan angry by going back in there? So Amalei, you're right. Amalei, my Amalei, tell me exactly what he said. So he said, Amalei, Amokom Yachzir Chala Shalom. He told me that God should bring you back in peace. Amalei, no. So then you don't have to worry. Believe me, that Imir Tadarat Tachlo Avim Baruch Lecha. He never would have said that if he was angry at you. He would have told you drop dead. So you could be sure he doesn't say things like that just to be nice. So if he told that to you, then. So in other words, apparently, the way I understand the Gemara is like this. When Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't know, it wasn't the pshat that he didn't know because of the halacha wasn't clear to him. I don't know means I don't know how to evaluate the situation. In other words, the iser of yitzia to chutz la'aretz is clearly not a blanket iser. In other words, you can go to make a parnasa as long as you're coming back. You can go to learn. So in other words, there are certain things that are part of what it means to live in Eretz Yisrael that are included in maybe part of living in Eretz Yisrael is the need to go and greet a parent who's coming from outside of Eretz Yisrael. But that's a function of what it is to you. It's not a blanket psak. I can't say that. It depends how you feel, basically. So when Rabbi Asi came back in, Rabbi Yochanan says, So in other words, you feel you have to go? Go. But I couldn't tell you before. Was it the pshat that he didn't know the halacha? That's why he said, Nitrat Seita, let's say it. Okay, you made up your mind. Because sometimes that's what's given the halacha. It's what you need. Very often that's the thing. That's because we can't give an objective assessment of how important this issue is. So if that's the case, go. So he starts to go. Adahachi vahachi shama. On his way, he hears that it wasn't she who was coming, it was her coffin that was coming. So you'd gotten a telegram, your mother will be arriving, not realizing that that meant for her funeral. That's right. So he says, oi, yadi lo nafke, if I would have known that it was just the greeter coffin, I wouldn't have gone out. Even though the maisa, that is a coffin. So of course it's shayach. So again, I think there's such a clear-cut shot in the Gemara that, because so many mafashim have problems with the Gemara. I mean, but the mitzvah is to be bechabed b'meisa also. So what is it? Nafkamina in the level of the kibbutz? How does that work? Here it's that's not the point. The point is that he's saying, if I would have known that, I wouldn't have gone out. Why? Not because it's a different din of kibbutz necessarily, but because I felt the need to go out, that if she were going to be able to respond to me and would mean something to her. It wasn't just an act of kibbutz. It was that it was really meant something to her. I took that into consideration. If she's dead, it can't mean anything to her. It still may be the same act of kibbutz in terms of klapei chutz, but I wouldn't have gone out for that. So again, he's giving over the subtleties in his determination of what it was that he was doing. Others, by the way, have a pshat, it's the Ravitz pshat, that if I would have known that she was going to die, I would never have left in the first place. You know, I would have given her that last few months of taking care of her, or some learned because he was afraid that the tsar of his leaving hastened her demise. If I would have known that she was that sensitive, I wouldn't have left in the first place. But that's not the pashas of the sugya.
There's an interesting question on this. That's not the people that have experienced all day
time. Yeah. Right, right, exactly. That happens very often, yeah.
So how does one...
In Ochinami, the Ravid anyway disagrees with the Rambam. Tana Rabbanan. Mechabdo b'chayav u'mechabdo b'moto. That in Ochinami, the chiyav is b'moto. You see how it follows the sugya? It's clear that it's a reference here to that. B'chayav ketzad. So what exactly is the mitzvah of kovet? Well, look. Hanishma... Bidvar aviv lemakom. If a person is in a place where people take his father seriously, and so then lo yomar, if he needs to leave, he's in the middle of a meeting, so he shouldn't say, please, you know, I need to get out of here. He shouldn't say shachuni b'shvilatzmi, maruni b'shvilatzmi, patruni b'shvilatzmi. Everything that he says should always be b'shvil abba. I have to get home to take care of my father. Or, will you hurry up so that we could make stop there first, because my father needs me. So everything should be about his father to other people, and that shows how much it means to him. Ketzad, another thing, b'moto ketzad, another expression of kovet in the father after his death. Hayomer d'var shmua b'piv, he's saying something over from his father. Lo yomer kach amar abba. He shouldn't say, my father said, and that's only during the first 12 months after the father's death, because then the neshama is still nidain for his maisim na'olam hazeh. You could speak about the kapora. My maisim tevin should be a kapora for his son. So bikan ve'elach, after the first 12 months, he quotes his father, shekach amar abba mori zichrona levracha l'chayolam abba. The maisa. The halach is brought that you only need to say zichrona levracha, not v'chayei olam haba, even though there's, because again, it's very much a function of how it comes out in people's, how do they view it. Sometimes being mechaber to father can be viewed as a bizoyin to your father. In other words, this guy is saying, you know, zecher tzadik levracha, his father tzadik is an idiot. There's unlimited, it's the opposite of kovet. So it's necessary to keep a very careful balance of what is real kovet. Tana Rabbana. Chacham mishane shem avi v'shem rabbo. While the Chacham is giving a drasha, and he's quoting his father, so he doesn't say his father's name. He says, Kach Omar Abba Mori, zechona levracha. But the Turgaman, who is the Amora, who's saying over what he's saying, he says the name. And he doesn't say, the Chacham said that his father, zechona levracha, said. No. He says the name of the father. So he's Eino Mishana, lo shem aviv, lo shem rabo, or the name of the Rav of the Chacham. Now, that's what it actually means. The Gemara, to clarify that that's what it means, first asks, when you say he doesn't change the name, avudaman, ilema avudaman turgaman? If the Chacham was quoting the father of the one who's going to be saying over the drasha, and that was his Rebbe, so he quotes that, but to him it was his father. So that means that Turgaman doesn't change the name of his father? Because since the Chacham had said Rav Papa, and this is the son of Rav Papa, so he should say Rav Papa? And he shouldn't say my father is a Chacham of Racham? So, I mean, does that make sense? I mean, him, but Turgaman, how to Turgaman, Lav Bar Chiyuvo? What do you say? A Turgaman that doesn't have a chiyuv of kibud ha'av that he should say in public his father's name. Ela Amar Rava, what it means is Shem Aviv Shel Chacham, the Shem Rabo Shel Chacham. Like Marba Rav Ashi, when he used to give a public drasha, Ki Avidorish Bepirka, so Iyu Amar Abba Mori, he used to say, my father, my Rebbe, but his Amora who said over the shir would say, Hochi Amar Rav Ashi. Which, of course, Ravashi's son, Marba Ravashi, would never have said Ravashi. But people understood that, of course, it wasn't the words that Ravashi was saying. What do we mean by reverence, or what do we mean by care? Mora is lo omed b'mekomo, lo yoshed b'mekomo. This is a place where your father generally stands in his discussions in public at the Beis HaMedrash and so on. You don't stand there. If this is his shtender, you don't use his shtender. If this is his chair, you don't sit in that chair. Velo soter et dvarav, you do not say the opposite of your father's opinion. Velo machri'o, nor do you even support his opinion. So you don't say that I think so-and-so is right, certainly not the other party, but most Rishonim hold, not even your father's opinion. So who are you to express the opinion of your father? You're saying, yeah, I think Abba's right. Keep your mouth shut. You don't think Abba's right. Of course Abba's right. So that means you shouldn't be machria even letovato. Yeah, unless you have a raya, as you could say, Abba Mori said this and I have a raya to his words. That you could say. But not nearly divrei Abba. As if, like, it's up to you to decide if it's a good opinion, not a good opinion. That itself is a chutzpah.
Yeah.
So don't quote him. No, but you could argue with him, as we say. You can argue by saying, we're going to see later that kach kosov b'teira. Here's the pasuk. You say, you don't say this is wrong. You're not allowed to do that. You could say in the Torah it says, you know, whatever the pasuk is, make it clear that. But it's not like a direct affront. Obviously, if your father is not Shemir Mitzvah or something like that, there's no chiyuv of kibud. Yeah, no, bichlal. In other words, if he's not being Isa, the Maisim of Amcha, if he's thrown off the yol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he's not deserving of kibud. La Maisa, we believe that everybody who does that is just out of ignorance today. So we don't really treat it that way. But Miikra didn't. As we'll see later. So the kibud is you give him what to eat, you give him what to drink, you dress him, malbish, machaseh, machnis, motzi, take him around when he needs to, you go pick up Abba, and you drive her where she needs to go, and so on, right? So that's all included in kibud. Tomorrow we're going to see who's got to pay, because that's an important issue. Who's paying?
For the food, the drink, the petrol.
You mean you only learn with me when I stay? Yes. Well, I feel when I learn with you that I learn it with you together. You see? What do you think it is? Some archive, electronic archive? It's not me. What?
So,
look at my beautiful face.
that's my role.